compressor overheating, tripping on internal overload. The compressor that runs, gets hot and quits, then restarts once it cools. Why the internal overload is doing its job, and the full list of root causes that overheat a compressor. Low charge, high head, low return gas cooling, electrical, and mechanical. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. A hermetic or scroll compressor has a thermal overload built in, a temperature slash current sensor the internal klaxon on smaller units, or an electronic module on larger ones, that opens the motor circuit when the compressor gets too hot or pulls too much current. When it trips, the compressor stops, the safety resets as the motor cools often 20 to 45 minutes, and it tries again. From the curb that looks like the compressor keeps cutting out and coming back, here's the mindset that matters. The overload is not the problem, it's the messenger. It's protecting an expensive part from a condition that's cooking it. If you replace the compressor without finding why it overheated, the new one trips too or burns. Your job is to find the heat source. How it works. A compressor gets rid of its own motor heat two ways, depending on design. Most modern systems cool the motor windings with the cool suction gas returning from the evaporator suction cooled, and the compression process itself adds heat that leaves with the discharge gas. Anything that either reduces the cooling it gets or B makes it work harder will drive winding and discharge temperatures up until the overload opens. So the root causes all map to one of those two buckets. Loss of return gas cooling suction cooled compressors. Low charge means hot, sparse return gas that can't carry away winding heat. The compressor literally loses its cooling supply. This is why undercharge overheats compressors even though low charge sounds like it should run cool. High discharge temperature slash overwork. High head pressure dirty condenser, overcharge, non-condensables, airflow makes the compressor work against a higher lift, raising discharge temp and current. High compression ratio equals high heat, electrical heat, low incoming voltage, voltage imbalance three-phase, a weak run capacitor, or high resistance connections all make the motor draw more current and run hotter for the same work. Mechanical slash lubrication. A failing bearing, liquid floodback washing out oil, or a compressor losing oil runs hot and high current. This one often precedes a hard failure. Short cycling, rapid restarts don't let the motor cool or the oil settle, and starting current is brutal. Repeated starts pile heat on heat. In the field, when a compressor is tripping on overload, work the heat sources in order. Confirm it's a thermal overload trip, not a control or safety. Symptom check. Runs a while, gets hot, quits, restarts on its own after it cools, no breaker reset needed. That self-resetting, time-delayed pattern is the overload. If it needs a breaker reset, you're looking at a different fault. Read head pressure and condensing over ambient. High head is the most common overheat driver. If it's high, run the high head differential, dirty condenser, overcharge, non-condensables, or airflow, and fix that. Read charge, superheat and subcooling. Low charge starves a suction-cooled compressor of its cooling. High superheat plus low subcool equals undercharge that's overheating the motor. This catches techs off guard, because low on gas doesn't sound like an overheating problem. Check discharge line temperature. A discharge line that's running very hot well above normal for the conditions confirms the compressor is overheating internally. It's a direct read on how hard a time the compressor is having. Check the electrical environment. Incoming voltage under load low voltage overheats motors. The run capacitor a weak cap, makes the motor run hot and high current, connections and the contactor high resistance equals heat, and on three-phase, voltage slash current imbalance between legs. Look for short cycling and its cause. If the compressor is restarting too often a control problem, an oversized system, a thermostat issue, or a tripping and resetting safety, the rapid cycling itself overheats it. Fix the cycling. Suspect mechanical last, but don't ignore it. If charge, head, and electrical all check out and it still overheats and pulls high amps, the compressor itself may be failing bearings, valves, lost oil. At that point the compressor is the cause, not just the victim. But you've earned that conclusion by eliminating the cheaper ones. Normal values and targets. For orientation R410A, defer to nameplate slash conditions. Compressor current should run below nameplate RLA in normal operation. Amps creeping up as the unit heat soaks, or sustained draw near slash over RLA, means it's heading for a trip. Discharge line temp varies with system, but a discharge line you can't comfortably touch and that's running far above the conditions warrant signals internal overheating. Many techs watch for discharge well above about 225 degrees at the line as a danger zone. Treat as a flag to investigate, not a hard spec. Head pressure slash condensing over ambient. About 15 to 25 degrees condensing over ambient is healthy. High values drive overheating. superheat slash subcool, high SH plus low SC equals the undercharge pattern that starves cooling. Bring to target, voltage under load, should hold near nominal about 240 volts single phase. Sag well into the 220s or below under load makes the motor run hot. Run capacitor, within about 6% of rated micro F. A weak cap overheats the motor. Common faults and what they mean. Trips after a long run, restarts on its own. High head pressure, overheating from poor heat rejection. Fix the high head cause. Trips on overload plus high superheat plus low subcool. Undercharge starving a suction-cooled compressor. Find the leak, charge to target. Trips plus low incoming voltage under load. Electrical overheating. Address voltage slash connections. A brownout-prone service may need utility involvement. Trips plus weak run capacitor. The cap is making the motor run hot and high current. Replace with correct micro F. Trips plus frequent short cycling. The cycling is the cause. Find why it short cycles. Oversizing, control, thermostat, tripping safety. Trips plus high amps with charge slash head slash electrical all normal. Mechanical compressor failure. The compressor is now the root cause. Tech tips and gotchas. Undercharge overheating compressors is the counterintuitive one. New techs assume low charge runs cool. On a suction cooled compressor, low charge equals no return gas cooling equals a hot motor. High superheat is your warning. The overload doing its job is keeping the customer's compressor alive. Don't be annoyed it's tripping, be glad. Find the heat source and the tripping stops on its own. Don't jumper or defeat the overload, ever. Bypassing it to keep it running is how a recoverable diagnosis turns into a burned compressor, and a comeback that costs you a compressor. Heat soak hides this on a quick visit. It runs fine for the first 10 minutes, then trips at minute 40. Stay long enough, or log it, to see it heat up and quit. Two small problems can add up to a trip. A slightly dirty condenser plus a slightly weak cap on a 100 degrees day crosses the overload threshold. Neither alone would. Bring everything to spec. A compressor that's hot to the touch and high amp, but charge slash head slash electrical are clean is probably mechanically done. That's a real diagnosis, but only after you've ruled out the recoverable causes. Safety slash code notes. Let a thermally tripped compressor fully cool before drawing conclusions from a restart, and warn the customer not to keep cycling the breaker, which only adds start current heat. A compressor running at extreme discharge temperature can break down oil and acidify the system. Chronic overheating leads to burnout. Treat it as urgent. Electrical work happens live for some of these checks. Rated meters, one hand clear. Bleed capacitors before handling terminals. Proper PPE. Recover per EPA 608 before opening the system. If a compressor has burned, follow acid test and clean up practice before installing a replacement.